Hello, this is Ronan Sayburn, Master Sommelier and Director of Wine for Hotel de Vannes. I'd like to tell you about something which is very, I think is very important for wine and is sometimes kind of totally got, people get it totally wrong. And that's about serving temperatures for wine. Most people tend to go out, buy a bottle of white wine and then take it home and put it in their domestic fridge. Now, most domestic fridges are around about 5 degrees, and this is really too cold to be serving wine at. So the ideal temperature for serving good white wine would probably be around about 9 degrees. So if your fridge is at 5 degrees, it's obviously got to be quite a lot warmer than it is in the fridge. So ideally, the best thing to do, if you've had a bottle of wine sitting in a fridge overnight, to take it out, leave it on the side for half an hour, just so it comes up to a slightly warmer temperature. The problem with serving wines too cold is it just kills the flavour. It kills everything on the nose, all the aroma, everything about the wine just gets kind of anaesthetised, really, and just gets dumbed down, and you really can't taste the wine. If you look at some certain styles of wine, maybe sweet wines and sparkling wines need to be served quite chilled. Sauvignon Blancs, Rieslings, things like that need to be probably about 8 or 9 degrees. But when you start moving into those very expensive, rich, heavy white Burgundies that have a little bit of barrel aging to them, they really should be served around about 12 to even 14 degrees. So you know when you've got your wine like at a temperature like that, because when you pour it into the glass, you'll see no condensation on the outside of the glass. A wine that's too cold has lots of condensation on the outside of the glass. It means that it's probably going to be below 8 degrees, too cold. So with those expensive white Burgundies, make sure that you're serving them and make sure that you don't get that condensation on the outside of the glass. In that way, they'll taste richer and fuller and you'll get lots of character on the nose and lots of aroma from them. Similarly, with red wines, people say that you always serve red wines at room temperature. Well, that kind of rule came out a long time before air conditioning and a long time before central heating. So the old style of room temperature was a lot colder than it is nowadays. And the thing is, what happens with a red wine, if you get it served too warm, and it's one of the, maybe a big new world kind of high alcohol red, it tends to taste very soupy, very rich and very full. And you tend to make all those alcohol characteristics come out even more. So the wine just tastes sort of flabby and heavy and hot. So really, with a red wine, probably want to take a red wine and serve that slightly cooler. So even to take your bottle of red wine and have that in the fridge for half an hour before you start drinking that. Especially lighter red wines, you can kind of tell probably by the colour. The lighter in colour it is, the more sort of red and garnet it is. Like your Pinot Noirs, like your Beaujolais, maybe like a Grenache, something like that. They want to be slightly cooler. So they probably want to be somewhere between 14 and 15 degrees. The darker, more heavy, full-bodied wines like Cabernets and Shirazes, they can be a little bit warmer. But still, I wouldn't serve anything above about 15 or 16 degrees in temperature. Because then, if it's kept a little bit chilled, you're going to capture all that lovely, bright fruit to it, and the wine's going to taste nice and balanced. So this is Ronan Sayburn, Master Sommelier, saying I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and if you want to hear similar ones, go and have a look at hoteldevannes.com.